Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love it. I love it. Man, look at the gifts you brought in, Jamie. Wow.
Oh, my God. I was up until 11. Rapping is fun at the beginning. You know, you get all enthusiastic when you rap, right? And you're really meticulous about it, and you do the bows and all of it, all the corners are perfect. And then about, I don't know, 8 presents in, and about 11 o'clock at night, you're like, screw it!
Yeah, just slap it together. What,
so the gray and white one was one of the first ones.
Okay.
The gold one was the last one.
You can tell. But you know what? It's the heart that really matters
it
here.
Really is.
It's that you care.
I do.
All right, do we want to open a couple of presents? Because we brought in presents. You see, we don't draw names or anything like that. It's just that I get Carson something and Jamie something. She does the same with me and Carson. You know how it works.
Yeah.
So that we've all got some small gifts to pass around. And we put a limit on it of $100. I know that sounds like a lot, but $100. We'll go with that, all right?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Do we want to open and who goes first? And by the way, my gift to them, which I cut this deal a couple of days ago, that, hey, I'm going to buy you both two $50 scratch-off tickets, Colorado Lottery, with a chance to win $1 million.
Exactly. Except for what I heard is if somebody already won that, then you can't win that.
Well, then why would they sell it with that
know.
On there? That doesn't seem legal.
That doesn't seem right.
Well, somebody's already won.
I wouldn't say that. But,
that doesn't sound legal.
No, we're giving some.
That's a bunch of crap.
No.
I want my money back.
No.
Hey, Carson, did you look into that? Did you see if anybody won $1 million and if it's gone? Or
I didn't know that was a thing. Is that really a thing?
We have these worthless tickets now.
No.
Just saying.
8:30 this morning.
Yeah, Colorado Lottery. We got scratch seats giveaway. That is, if nobody's won the grand prize.
Well, I are we sure that's a true story?
I have no idea how it works.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't either. All right.
I'm a gambler, but I don't know that rule.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know how that
Maybe
works.
Maybe that's not
All right.
true.
All right, so
we have
the scratch tickets. Do you guys want to scratch one?
Oh, yeah.
And see if we've won $1 million.
Let's do that.
I mean, I think that would be exciting. Wouldn't that be wild if here on the air, either Carson or Jamie.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she prefers it be her. But that one of them won.
Yeah, because I picked my first two first, and then the other two were his. What if I picked the wrong ones?
Yeah, you got to live with that one.
I know. Yeah. So I have just
At me. I'm the one that bought them.
I know.
What if you win?
Exactly.
I'm going to be really angry at that point, right? But look, we give away prizes on this show all the time. And it's time that one of us win. You know?
Well, right. And the thing is, though, I don't know how exciting it's going to be to listen to people scratch tickets.
Well, we're going to play a song. I'm going to play a song real quick here. We're going to play a tune.
All right.
Let me play this tune here, and then we'll come back and see if anybody won any money.
BJ and Jamie.
So I'm sitting here watching Carson through the window here. He's over there scratching his ticket.
Yeah.
Looks like he's doing something dirty. He really does.
I know. I told you that one guy got the police called on him because he was doing it in his lab at a park. It was just scratch tickets.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Sorry.
It happens.
All right, so we've investigated.
Yeah
you people on Textando, you're always right.
Yep.
I guess there were five $1 million prizes.
Yep.
All five have now been claimed. And the highest that can be won on these tickets is $50,000.
Which I would still take in a heartbeat.
$50,000, man, just for Christmas? That would be great, right?
I didn't know that you needed to check those things like that before you buy them.
I didn't know either.
Yeah, that you need to. Do they not have a sign somewhere that said that?
I didn't see a sign. No, I got it out of a vending machine.
Yeah.
You would have thought the vending machine would have like a little, you know, something up there that said all grand prizes have been won.
Yeah. Huh.
Before you buy it.
I have bad news. Yeah, son of a bitch.
Ticket number one, a dud.
Yeah, but I get in the second chance drawing.
Yeah, you get a second chance drawing, and you have a second ticket.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe that's the one. I did buy these four in order, hoping that one of the four has to hit something.
Got it.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Carson?
I'm not seeing anything right now. Initial scan.
Oh, man. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I'm rescanning. I'm rescanning.
Sorry.
I know. I feel like I missed something.
My eyes do this weird trick with all these numbers, like, so many numbers.
Can't say it out loud, but I'm kind of happy.
Wow.
Well, I'd like for both of you to win like $1,000.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't be so angry.
Would you be mad about the $50,000?
Yeah, man, would I ever. And my wife would be.
Yeah.
We all would be. Yeah.
Why don't you open a gift, that little one
all
on
right.
top? It's just the little one on top. Did a little bitty. Right there. Yeah, with the bow on it. Yeah, okay, sure.
Hold on, I got to. Hold on.
What?
All right, let's see here.
Okay, all right, yeah.
I just got shocked again.
In your ear?
It's so dry.
It is
we
so
have
dry.
That, what, PDS going on?
PDS.
PDS is going on right now.
What is it called? Particularly dangerous situation.
Yeah. This little...
Particularly dangerous situation.
This is a small...
It's awesome. It's from my hometown.
Louis Italian Beef au jus seasoning.
Yeah, Louis P&R. Louis P&R Market.
What is this?
It's for Italian beef.
Is it really?
Yes, it's for Italian beef. That's what makes it famous.
Nice.
So you just put this in beef?
Yeah, well, you put it in your crock pot.
Okay,
yeah.
With beef.
To make Italian.
You know, I got that quarter cow coming.
To make Italian beef. I know, that's why I got it for you.
From JBJ Cattle Company.
Yeah, wow. There's
up there in somewhere.
Is there any order here, Carson?
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
Thank you, Jamie.
Well, you're welcome.
You know what? I'll give this a try over the holiday.
All right.
Yeah. I'll make some sandwiches with this.
All right, Jamie.
Yeah.
Open the big bag first.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, it's gift giving time here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
What is
it? It's an annual thing.
It's potato chips. Oh!
Oh.
Spicy dill pickle. Oh,
and they're kettle baked.
I bet these are good.
Jamie loves pickles.
Okay, what? Okay, what?
You love pickles.
I love big old dills.
More the pickle, more the...
I love pickles. That's
more the fun.
The only thing is I'm on I'm on no carbs right now, so I have to have these on the 6th of January.
Yeah. Or on the down low.
Put them in
your bedroom.
Yeah, you sneak them.
Put them in your bedroom right next to the sleep number bed.
These are...
So that you got them on the down low, right?
These look good, though. Man, do I want these to eat right now so bad.
Her pickle chips.
Oh, my God. That seems so rude.
Yeah. Nobody will know, right?
All right, so you guys...
All right, one more.
I'm going to tell you something. I win the day, okay? I win.
Okay.
All right, so, Carson, if you want to get that gold one, and BJ, you get that gold one, and if you guys come and open them at the same time, and if you turn on this mic for Carson...
Gotcha.
So, okay.
Gotcha.
Wait until he comes in here.
We'll knock this one out and take a break.
All right, so take that gold one
gold
and put it on this mic right here. And you both got the same thing. Okay.
This is pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
Same gift.
Same gift.
Okay.
Yeah, but you need to.
One second.
We need some Christmas music up here.
I know. I'm trying to find it for you real quick here.
Yeah.
I'm looking in the computer.
Okay.
So it'll be fun.
All right. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Oh,
okay.
Here we go.
All right. So you both got the same gift.
Let's go.
Okay. Wow. All right. It's not a contest. It's just. Okay. What?
I won.
Did you?
No. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, there's like five things inside there. There's like four or five things inside there.
Water bottles?
Yep. You all got six water bottles each.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Oh my
God. Jamie! We've said all week long, do not buy water bottles.
I didn't buy them. They're from my collection.
They're from our collection.
In fact, some of them are intercom.
Oh my gosh. Is this the...
Look.
Is this the copper one?
That's the copper
Oh, I got the Hyatt Regency.
He got one that says United Airlines.
Yeah, I got United Airlines one.
I didn't buy any of them.
You know that came from first class right there.
I mean, I did buy the copper one a long time ago, but I never used it.
Wow.
Yeah, aren't those nice? Some of them say, remember when we were intercom?
Yeah.
I never used those either.
Vintage,
yeah,
right?
You are a gift giver.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that.
Yeah,
intercom.
I got one of those old ones.
You had enough of these for both of us.
I know.
To get six each. That's a dozen. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show,
the holiday. I didn't hear you say thank you.
Yeah.
For your water bottles.
Yeah, there's a reason, Jamie. There's a reason. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Can't decide today. Can't decide which water bottle I'm going to use.
I'm telling you.
Really nice.
I can't believe you're bitching about these. These are amazing water bottles. They're from all over the world. From the Bahamas to Arizona. I don't know where that Hyatt one is.
Reveal where they're from, okay?
Okay, sure.
This first one here.
Yeah.
Metal. Yeah. It's from the Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Okay, when you walk in the room, they have them sitting on the table. We didn't use them.
Well, that's kind of the cream of the crop there because it gets worse. All right, so
never been used. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
The next one here is from the Canyon Market somewhere in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, that sounds fancy. Never been used. Sounds fancy.
And this one here, from just down the hall, Intercom Denver.
It
used to be our company name around here.
I lost the straw to it, but never been used. Never been used.
Okay. I got one more. The Hyatt Regency, and not the DTC.
No.
This is the Hyatt Regency, Maui. Resort and spa.
Right there. See? Never been used. Those are really nice water bottles.
Bragging rights.
I don't know who says that water bottles aren't a great gift. But those are nice. Nice. All over the world.
Thank you,
Jamie. They're water bottles from around the world.
Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We've talked about water bottles for the past 2 weeks and how that's a horrible gift because everybody's got them, right? I do appreciate it. It's a thought that counts, right?
You know what? You were going to get the one that said Parker, but Niall wanted it, so I gave it to him.
Wow. Are you the water bottle queen or what? Hey, Carson.
Also, never been used.
I got one there for you to open up.
Yeah.
And there's a story that's going to go along with that that Jamie and I want to address with you.
Oh.
She's quite aware of what it is.
I
filled her in a few days ago. All right, go ahead and open up the box there if you could. Okay. Tear into it pretty fast. I don't have a lot of time around here.
What?
Wow.
Just rip into it if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Again, it's gift giving day here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Our
Christmas edition, right?
Correct.
And
bubble wrap. Look at that.
Bubble wrap. Yeah. I did that.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, pull it out of there and just tell us what it is, real quick. Explain it.
Oh, man.
Describe it.
All right. It is. Ooh. Oh, man. It's a Broncos sweatshirt. But it's a military one.
Hoodie.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hoodie.
That's sweet.
It's the military Denver Broncos.
That's a cool one.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's got the patches on it and everything.
Yeah, it's really cool.
He'll never wear it.
Cool. Exactly.
He'll never wear it.
Exactly. We got a little something to bring up with you.
We have a thing.
Yeah, I'll let you do it, Jay, because I sound mean when I do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I sound polite when I...
No, but you come in softer.
Okay, I'll try it.
I come in pretty hard.
We were wondering why you never wear any Bronco stuff, only Avalanche.
You've never.
Oh, I see you mean.
Oh, sorry.
I'm
glad you caught me there, because I was about to pass.
We were wondering why, what is it that you don't like about wearing Bronco stuff?
Don't say you do.
Because you don't.
Because what we want is an explanation.
Yeah, we want an explanation.
I've never, ever.
Ever.
Jamie and I have never seen you wear anything
Broncos.
Denver Broncos.
Ever.
So I've only got two things that I own that are Broncos.
Sure.
One's a jacket, but it's like a heavy jacket that it's just too hot for the studio.
Uh-huh.
And then the second one is just a t-shirt. But obviously, during winter, I'm not wearing a t-shirt out a lot, or I'll wear it on game day, but it's under my sweatshirt or my jacket.
I think it's been 70 degrees for the past 2 months. I think B just wore a few t-shirts around.
Not early in the morning.
I think only won 13 in a row.
No, what is it really? There must be a thing.
There's got to be a reason
why.
There's got to be a reason why you only have two items. You live in Denver, Colorado. They've won a Super Bowl. A couple, in fact. And
you're
now,
born and raised here.
We have a 12-game winning streak. We're headed into the playoffs.
There must be a thing with the Avalanche.
It's just... Well, I mean, the Avs are my team. Down, and hockey's my number one sport,
Do you
right?
feel like you're being something against them if you wear the Broncos?
Yeah, disrespectful.
That's the word.
A little bit.
Okay.
But also, it's also because, all right, I have this thing with Broncos, the football jerseys. They're more than a hockey jersey, and you get half the material.
Oh, now it's an economic
issue. You have a t-shirt at home.
Now it's an economics issue.
Here's a guy
It's ridiculous to spend $200+ on a football jersey when it's just as expensive to get a hockey jersey, but you get more material. It's stupid.
You will fly you and your wife to Arizona and buy a Coyotes jersey. The opposing team, just because you went to their arena.
Again, you get way more fabric with it. It just makes sense.
Right, hold on. Which is
fabric.
Is it disrespectful or is it a fabric issue?
Well, it's both.
See, we're getting your true colors. I hate to do this Christmas week.
Yeah,
you probably, in the back of your mind, you kind of hope they lose the first playoff game, don't you? Yeah, I know
because it takes away from the Avalanche.
Because that means their season's over, and everything focuses on the Avs now.
Yeah.
Because they're rolling right now, but they can't get the press that the Broncos get.
Exactly.
They just can't.
And that's what
neither can the Nuggets.
You're jealous of that.
They're in the way.
It is ridiculous. We're the number one team in the NHL, and we have been the entire year. Okay. You want the truth? I'll tell you the truth.
And you're getting no recognition in this town,
it's
right?
Stupid.
There it is.
There it is.
The honesty.
I do it.
There it
I told
there
you.
McKinnon is way better than Bo Nix.
I've been telling Jamie this. I've been telling Jamie for the past two weeks, have I not?
Yep.
I said, wait, watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to get something from the Broncos for Carson.
Yep.
He will never wear it because he down deep, he wants him to fail because they run at the same time of year as the Avalanche do.
Well, guess what? I'm going to wear this to the Broncos game on Sunday.
Really? Okay. Well,
I'm going to secretly hope they lose.
No, he won't. He'll still wear Avs. He does. He wears Avs to the Broncos.
He wears an Avs jersey that says Carson on the back.
You know why he wears it? Because he gets more attention if you wear an Avs jersey, then people are like, go Avs, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He gets to hear a little cheer.
Yeah.
I mean, who wears a hockey jersey to a football stadium? It makes sense.
Right.
You're going to get attention.
Yeah. So
our audience right now is very upset with you know, they're ashamed of you.
Well,
because you cannot root for the Broncos.
I think what he's saying is valid. I mean, we have to admit the Avalanche don't get as much play as the Broncos.
Right.
And they're the number one team in the NHL, and they have been number one since the second game.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, come on. Wait, everyone's saying that the Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl, okay? I mean, we're 12-2, but it hasn't happened yet. Yep. Calm down.
And the Avs never will win a Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now. Never. They're never going to win a Super Bowl, okay? God. You got to deal with it, man.
BJ.
And Jamie.
On Alice 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, somebody says it's time to bring the joy back.
The joy?
Yeah, not the music, Carson, you can kill the music. They said it's time to honk. Gary Busey, honk.
I really don't want that by request, you guys. Please don't do that. Please not by request.
You know I'll jump on it. Anytime I can honk, I'm honking, man.
Okay. All right.
Fantastic. Everybody ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
If you're in your car,
here we go.
This is our holiday honk, too. It might be the last one of the year.
It might be.
Could be.
It could
this
be.
This could be the last honk of the year. Maybe not.
Let's hope so.
It's going to have a feel an hour from now.
Let's hope it's the last
one. All right, ready? Yeah. Gary Busey, honk. Everybody, play along.
Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this. That's what a goose sounds like when they're flying.
Yeah.
To let you know they're up there.
Honk! Honk!
You get a bunch of geese together.
They're
honking in the air.
It kind of takes its toll on you, really.
Man.
All right, I'm going to open these last two presents from Carson, and okay. I want to tell you something.
Okay.
I didn't win anything on the scratchers.
You won nothing?
I didn't.
Two cards? $50 each?
I didn't win anything.
And nothing?
I didn't win anything.
So sorry.
Are you?
I have nothing else for you.
I know, but...
I thought for sure you'd win 20.
I feel like you're kind of happy. 40, 50. I feel like you're kind of happy about that. And meanwhile, though, Carson's winning on his scratch ticket.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
What have you won, Carson?
$30.
$30?
$30.
You get the hoodie and $30?
Yep.
Nice.
That's both cards?
Both cards, yes.
$30.
I didn't win anything on the first one.
Yeah.
Son of a gun. What? Well, congratulations.
Oh, is this for Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a Hawaiian shirt.
All right, you got to read the back. You got to read the back of that bag because it's a golfing shirt.
Okay.
A golf shirt.
Play bad, look good.
Oh, man.
Yes, that's so me.
Carson, you've got a couple over here for me. Let me start here. This feels like it's wet naps.
Oh, my God.
Look how big this is, Jamie. Look at that. Wet naps.
What are those?
Like wet naps.
Like
I'm telling you. I don't know. Let's see. I mean, it's so small. All right, here we go. Oh, look at this.
What is that?
It's a little doily thing you hang on your camper mirror.
It's like a smelly thing.
On the mirror, right?
And it says camper.
Yeah, Camper Colorado. BJ the camper.
I figured you need some decorations for that thing.
It's never been out of the yard, but I'll be a camper one day. You wait and see.
Not to brag, but I just won the day.
What is that?
Look what I got.
What is that?
You don't know what this is?
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's one of those Yuggy Doogies or whatever they're called.
It's right? La Boo Boo.
La Boo Boo.
I got my La first Boo-Boo. La Boo Boo from Carson.
Oh, you never
I've
had
never
one?
I never had the La Boo Boo. My first one. Oh, my God. It's so
oh,
cute.
That is so cute.
Isn't it cute? It is actually.
Look at its outfit, though.
It's in overalls.
Yeah.
And Louis Vuitton. Louis Vuitton overalls. Man. A Louis Vuitton hat.
Oh, that oh, my is God. So
now, that
cute.
Is great.
La Boo Boo.
That is great.
All right, let me see what this
Holy
is.
Holy crap, that's awesome.
Also from Carson.
I won the day. Nobody can beat me.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I can't even get this damn one open.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I mean, well, I'm just a little okay. bit tied here.
La Boo Boo.
Carson, I'm having a hard time with this one. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break.
Wait, come in here and you can get yours too, Carson, your other one.
Yeah, well, we'll take a break and come back.
Okay, all right, perfect.
We'll take a break and come back. Carson will open a couple, and I'll finish up my two from Carson, and then we'll, Christmas will be over.
Dude, wait, do you think all I got you is water bottles and seasoning?
No, I don't know.
Because you said Christmas will be over? Yeah. You really thought I got you six of my Aww. Own personal water bottles and some seasoning and some camper socks?
Well, I'm just assuming that Christmas will be over. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back. We got more.
BJ and Jamie.
On Alice.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we're not going to talk to you guys until next year. Crazy.
Boom, rock.
Okay, I have two gifts left, one for Carson and one for you.
All right, let's do it.
Now, I mean, they're kind of like lame. Well, yours, I like yours.
Okay.
Carson's
lame.
Lame.
Carson, by the way, before we open the gifts from Jamie, thank you for the gifts for me from you. A thermometer for the meat thermometer, right?
Right.
Yeah, two of them. They're digital, and they're like little just thermometers that you put in the meat and cook the meat on the grill with the thermometers
All
in.
Right. I'm on a mission to go find some meat to stick it in.
And thank you, BJ, for giving me two losing scratch tickets.
You are more than welcome.
I actually won. Welcome. I won 70.
Whoa!
Yeah.
See? He went back, won 70.
$70. Yeah.
Good
I
for
double
you,
check.
Buddy. Yeah. Good for you.
I'm going to double check.
You better double
I bet,
check.
I bet I will.
Yeah. All right, let's open the ones you got. All right. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have. Yeah. Carson, can you come in?
You got it.
Oh, yeah. Where do I go?
Here, grab that.
Grab wherever.
Right there. Oh, we'll let Carson open his first, and then you open yours last. Okay. Go ahead. Because I know what Carson likes. And I mean, as far as, you know, how it goes. Don't open it yet. Yeah, you can.
You want me to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Because I'm not like BJ.
What do you mean you're not like BJ?
Oh!
What?
Because I know he likes the Avalanche.
Oh, my goodness.
I know he likes the Avalanche, so I got him some Avalanche stuff.
Wow.
Because he likes the Avalanche.
You got me some good old Jameson Irish whiskey with some Avalanche glasses,
See?
Baby.
See? Because I know that he likes the Avalanche.
Wow.
Not
you didn't have to do that.
Well, it's fine. It's fine.
All right, I'll open my... First, there's a card. It says, Merry Christmas. Best partner ever, except for Frosty, Frank, Danny, some Billy, Scotty, Larry.
It says best partner ever because you are. Why can't you just be sentimental for a minute? God.
Let me start over. Frank, Frosty, Danny, Billy, Scotty, Larry. I don't know who those guys are.
Oh, my God. All right. I don't know if you're going to like this or not.
All right. Let me look at
it. Okay. I don't know if you're going to like it or not.
Uh-oh. What do we got here? What do we got? Lego?
Yep.
Radio?
Yep.
No. Lego radio.
That's so
Look
cool.
Look at this. That's killer.
And I guess it actually works.
What did they say? That's dope.
That is dope.
Dope.
And I guess it works. I guess
this is awesome.
Yeah, well, yay.
Those are so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, it really is.
I guess it works only unless they cut down the power.
I've seen these. I've seen these, but I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought maybe... Well, we'll find out if it works.
I don't know. I bought me one, too. I haven't put it together.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I thought it was cool.
They are cool. And plus, my son, he loves Legos.
Right?
And we have enough Legos to work on for the next year.
Well, now you have one more.
Now we have another one
here. So anyway, that's what I got you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because it's one of the icon Lego things.
Sets. Oh, yeah. And it's one of those classic radios, too.
Yeah.
You know, the old dial and, you know, the old.
You got to let us know if it works.
I know. I want to know, too. I keep looking at mine like I want to start that.
Now I don't mind that you said Frosty, Frank, Danny, Billy, Larry, Scotty. I don't know who these people are, but
okay.
I don't mind now that I'm below them. Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash here in a second, but Tricky Vicky.
Tricky Vicky, our favorite human
Tricky.
On the planet. We're just so, I mean, girl, you bust your butt harder than anybody here at the Radio Ranch.
She is the vice president of promotions for Alice 105.9.
Yes.
And she does an incredible job. Every bar bingo, the kids event we just did with the Giving Tree, she is the behind the scenes nuts and bolts that makes it work.
Right.
Okay?
And she's single. And she's hot. She's hot. Right?
Yep.
And so,
yep. And guys, one more thing. She's also got a bucket of Fireball. Single hot Fireball.
You got me Fireball, guys. A whole bucket.
We got you a bucket of Fireball. I looked at it. I was like, and I texted BJ. I'm like, does she drink? And he's like, I don't know.
I've never seen her drink.
I know.
She's always had a promotion.
I'm like, well, I'm going to grab
it
anyway.
Working.
Yeah, that's true. So,
but she did confirm off air she's a boozer. All right, so
now I have a whole bucket of Fireball.
Yeah, you do. That's a lot
for me.
I thought, Jamie put it down. This just shows you how ignorant I am, all right? She sits the bucket down over here, and I'm thinking, what's she going to do with all that candy? I'm thinking of the round Fireballs, the jawbreakers. You know what I mean?
This is even better. This is the adult version.
Yeah.
Jamie, she could never eat all that candy.
No, so you just add ice to that, and then you have a little Fireball. Yeah, like a Fireball bucket.
Whole bucket.
Thank you for everything you've done for
awesome.
Us.
Yeah, you're awesome.
We appreciate it.
And call her 10 if you want to go out with Vicky.
Yeah. She's got Fireball.
She got Fireball.
Thank you.
We appreciate
you. Thank
Christmas.
You.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, everybody. Tricky Vicky.
BJ and Jamie.
This is what we'll go out with today. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, yes, Taylor Swift.
We had to make sure that Taylor Swift's the last song we play of the year because she's made out here for us. So we want to make sure to commemorate that. That's why we played it there. But it's time to say goodbye for 2025.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's been quite a year, hasn't it?
Yeah. I'm not going to pull a jelly roll and start crying on you, but it's been a wonderful year, everybody.
Weren't we going to do a year in review? We're planning a year in review today?
No, I was just going to say it's been a good year.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's about it. I do want to say this sincerely. Everybody that listens to our show, you have made us the number one morning show in Denver, Colorado, all year long.
Yes.
And you have no idea how much we appreciate you listening. We really do.
We really, 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 really do.
And we wish you.
We don't know why you do it.
We'll never understand that,
but we appreciate you so much. We're like, I don't know. I don't get us.
There are days I can't even listen.
I get on my own nerves.
I just can't do it.
I know.
But thank you. We love you. And have a wonderful, for you and your family, have a wonderful Merry Christmas, okay?
And happy holidays.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to do the whole thing. Sorry. Don't give me stink
eye. No, I don't. I don't have to do everything.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Let's not end the year us arguing again.
I
don't have to do that.
Hello.
You can do it if you want to. You say holidays. I don't have to be inclusive.
Well, what about Micah?
I don't. What about him? Merry Christmas, Micah.
No.
I just told him.
You are so... Happy holidays, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
Kwanzaa.
Holidays.
All of the things.
Whatever you celebrate. Yeah.
Exactly.
Merry Christmas. See you next year.
He can't stop himself.
Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.